It's now again. Welcome back to It's Now Again, your daily mindfulness training session with Jeremy West. Today, we're diving into an often overlooked but important part of our day, parking your car. We'll explore how mindful parking not only helps you stay present, but also ensures you don't wander through parking lots later wondering where on earth you left your vehicle. Mindful parking transforms what could be a stressful or forgetful moment into a calming, intentional practice. It's about more than just finding a spot. It's about anchoring yourself in awareness so you can remember where your car is when you return. When you arrive at your destination, take a deep breath. Notice if you're rushing, distracted, or already focused on the task ahead. Instead of rushing to find a spot, take a moment to be fully present. Let go of the need to park quickly or perfectly. Remind yourself there's no rush. Your first practice of mindfulness starts now. Feel the steering wheel under your hands and notice your surroundings. Once you've chosen a parking spot, here's the important part. Pay attention to where you are parking. Look around. Are there any landmarks nearby that will help you remember your spot later? Is there a sign or row number that you can mentally note? If you're parking in a large lot, can you drop a pin on your phone's map app to mark your spot? Or can you take a photo that will remind you where you're parked? Anchor this moment in your mind by saying to yourself, I am parked in row 5 by the lamppost, or my car is near the tree with the red leaves. By actively noticing your surroundings, you reduce the chance of wandering aimlessly later, trying to recall where your car is. As you maneuver into your space, let every moment of parking become an opportunity to stay connected to the moment. Feel the steering wheel turning beneath your hands. Hear the soft click of the blinker or the hum of your car's engine. Notice the sensation of the tires gliding into place and the sound of the car shifting into park. When you turn off the engine, take a deep breath to ground yourself in the moment. Now, I'd also say this, let go of the perfect spot. We often waste energy searching for the ideal parking space. But mindfulness teaches us that perfection isn't necessary. What matters is being present with what is. Choose the first reasonable spot you find and let go of the need for a closer or better one. Enjoy the walk to your destination as part of the experience rather than worrying about proximity. And another little tip, what I often do is drive to the entrance and follow people walking out of the entrance or exit in their case and follow them back to their car. Here's a quick trick for remembering your parking spot. After parking, close your eyes for a moment and visualize yourself returning to your car. Picture the path you'll take back to your parking spot later. This visualization helps anchor the memory and makes it easier to find your car when you're ready to leave. Losing your car in a parking lot can feel a lot like losing focus in life. Both things happen when we're not fully present. Just as mindfulness helps us find our mental grounding, mindful parking ensures we can find our way back to where we started. Every time you park your car and stay aware of your surroundings, you practice the same skills you need to stay present in life: observation, attention, and grounding yourself in the moment. If this is what you'd like to work on, you might make your daily intention: how many more ways can I approach each moment with awareness, no matter how small? Even more. For more about intentions, check out episode 59. Now, after you've parked your car and taken note of your spot, pause for one more breath. Look around and appreciate something. Maybe the clear sky, the sound of the birds, or the simple ease of arriving safely. And feel gratitude for the small accomplishment of parking your car mindfully. When you leave your car, carry that sense of presence with you into the next part of your day. Mindful parking isn't just about the parking. It's about using ordinary moments as opportunities to train your awareness. The more we bring mindfulness into these small tasks, the easier it becomes to stay present, even when life gets hectic. That's all I have for today. Thank you for joining me as we explored the art of mindful parking. If you'd like to deepen your mindfulness practice, or explore more ways to stay grounded in daily life, visit jeremywest.net, where I offer coaching services and other resources like guided meditations to support your journey. And if you have a question you'd like answered in a future episode, email me at itsnowagain@gmail.com. No apostrophes, just all the letters together. itsnowagain@gmail.com. Until next time, stay present, keep practicing, and remember, it's now again.